this thing on? Alright, cool. Look, so after our bowling link up, we came back to the crib, drank a little bit, did some other things that may or may not be illegal, so I can't say them. However, somebody sparked a question. I turned the equipment on. We started recording. So, please excuse us if we talk over each other or talk in circles. Mind you, everybody in this room is intoxicated, and there are 10 people in this room. I did my best to make sure that people followed the don't talk over each other rules. Let's see how it goes. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy the show.
Women always lying.
So we had our I'm recording now, guys. So we had our I recorded all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had our link up and it was a good time.
Oh, we have a mic, huh?
Yeah, it was a very good time. We were at the bowling alley. The bowling alley was some bullshit. We had to go to another bowling alley. But everybody came through, and everybody's drunk and or high.
Yeah, baby, we live, baby.
Honey Duchess, you heard her on the Miami Nights with... Who was on Miami Nights with...
Bro, who was on Miami Nights, bro?
You and Boogie. Miami Nights is Boogie and Honey Duchess.
What's happening?
It was a good episode, and Honey Duchess was like, why don't y'all put us on game? And we, everybody was saying, what game, whatever game. So I decided to record an impromptu podcast. Yeah. I knew this was going to happen, so I'm good. I knew this was going to happen. So
this is what you planned for.
Hey, we pulled up after the bowling. That bitch was set up.
He don't want nobody to know. He knew what time
I planned this.
He planned this shit. He like, hey, come to my house afterwards.
This.
Yeah, and it is natural, but he plans for this shit.
So we have Honey Duchess. Hello. Brittany Ray, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You, Rambo, DJ Boogie Bang, damn. Bev, Brooklyn Janae, hey. Sir Roger That, Dynasty _ Danae, Da Danae, my brother Bubby, and we got Roger's brother Nate, and then we got Boogie's brother Tobias. So we got a room full of motherfuckers, a house full of motherfuckers.
We forgot about Slaves.
Oh, man. Hey. Say your name. I'm sorry, bro.
Y'all already know who this is. It's
light skin.
Hit it.
Light skin is
1992.
You are.
What do you damn near sound like? Gerald LeVert.
1992 out the bag. Gerald LeVert hit it.
Quiet Storm hit it.
Luther Vandross hit it.
You know who this is.
You already know who this is.
Dr. Loverman hit it.
Give a this dog is, a bone.
This is
why is Storm head?
I'm cooler than a fan.
So to paint this picture, we got everybody in the studio. We got a motherfucking fan on my desk that's not on. We got weed rolled. We got wine in a double cup. We have a
wine
bomb.
In a double cup, pull up.
We have Crown. We have vodka that I mean tequila that I killed. Everybody in here is chilling.
Don't forget the Hawaiian
rose. The Hawaiian rose.
But the Henny gone. Hawaiian and we have Hawaiian rose.
Hawaiian rose and the motherfucking
breadsticks
that y'all call it.
Breadsticks
do not have crust, Keenan.
Y'all, do breadsticks have crust?
All right.
Breadsticks is crust.
So the last, Dynasty has recorded. Sir Roger That has recorded. Boogie records all the time. Keenan records all the time. Brooklyn records every weekend and has for 10 weeks, but you never recorded for what, 10 people?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask questions. Y'all can pass the mics around. It's 4 mics. I have a mic. It's 5 mics. So the question that Kayla asked was the game, putting motherfuckers on game. So I'm going to kick it off by saying me and Boogie had a conversation yesterday about not asking for what we really want from life. Not even just, I mean, we had a long talk, long by meaning 20 minutes. That's a long talk. Niggas having a heart to heart for 20 minutes is long.
Niggas can't have a heart to heart for more than 20 minutes.
Bruh, that was bro. We walked 20 minutes.
Damn near got emotional.
Damn near got emotional.
Damn near cried walking around the block.
Especially when you're on
the
trip.
Yeah. Keenan only calls me via FaceTime. He never, whenever Keenan, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You, wants to talk to me, he only FaceTimes. I'd be like, bruh, ugly, I'm half bro. Naked, bruh. He'd be like, what, how you up, boy?
I
want
to see my nigga face, though.
I got to talk to you right now. Face to face. I need to see your eyes.
Straight up. I got to see
That's
your
how
face.
All brothers communicate.
Yeah. Death. All right, so the question, I mean, what me and Boogie talked about was motherfuckers not really asking for what they want out of life. And I feel like women, I'm a throw the bone out there and I'm going to be the nigga that be the devil's advocate. I feel like niggas and most, I've talked to all the niggas in the room, all the guys in the room, and I understand how they feel about dating. So I'm going to throw this out there. All the niggas in this room are a little apprehensive about asking for what they want, even me, with their girl, whether it be threesomes, whether it be more toys, whether it be anal play, whether it be whatever. Niggas are really just like apprehensive. But the more that I talk to women, the more that I realize women really with the shits.
Hella.
And the problem, a lot of women, I ain't gonna say all women, but
a lot.
A lot. And the problem is women want to keep that image. Mm-hmm. The wholesome lady, the woman that can carry your child, the woman that can hold down the fort. A lot of women, you not, more, not you not
you
now.
In the bedroom with your nigga, you don't. This you ain't, don't act like that. That's a we a totally different person when we in the room.
Man, I missed out being on the show. So I just came in mad aggressive.
She's definitely lit. Right. All right,
now
too much sun can be bad.
I feel I am a different being in the bedroom than what I would portray in the streets for everybody else to see.
You're right, but my
so I'm gonna be different towards my nigga. Like I'm gonna.
Yeah, but all right, so before you got as comfortable as you are today, you wasn't always...
No.
Yeah, all right, so if a nigga asks you for a threesome or something and
no,
you...
No, people, and a nigga has, and no, I'm cool. I don't do that.
You cool. You all right.
Yeah.
But a
if
lot of...
trying to bring some other toys in here.
Yeah, but...
some chocolate. All right. We can do that.
All right, so my question to you, Di, if we fucking and we in a relationship, if I want it and you don't want it, why do we not have to have it because you don't want it? That's my question.
And that's a good, valid question because I want to know that too because I feel like the same thing can happen for with females. Like, there's certain things that sometimes a female wants that a man is not going to
what,
give
and
him.
What,
and
what,
it's like, so where is
but what
the
is that?
Line?
What is that?
What is that? What is something that women might want? And we got a bunch of women in
what
here.
What is that?
What is something that women might want that niggas might not be game with?
I want my ass ate. I like my ass getting ate. So,
I eat ass, so I'm cool.
Not all niggas like
that. Good ass. Sweaty
some
ass.
Niggas don't like to eat pussy either, and I don't.
Whoa.
Yes, I was at work, stupid. And niggas was talking about how they don't eat pussy. I was like, you're a child.
It had to be like, it had to be 19.
No. It had to be 19. I've been eating pussy since I was 17, 16.
I ain't pussy. I was.
I really want to say the real age was 12.
I was nothing on that pussy for a minute.
22.
Yeah, but I'm good now.
Keenan good now?
I'm real good now.
Are you though?
You no, waited till you was 21.
But I've been eating pussy for a long time.
For a long
licked
ass time,
it three
bro.
Times and was like nah, I ain't ready. But it didn't taste that bad.
We got other mics.
I was 21 and it's because I gave weed.
Why are you whispering? Hey, take the mic from this Jerry Wade head ass boy. Why are you whispering, head ass boy?
Sexy ass voice and shit.
White skin ass.
I gave weed dick.
And he's a chocolate brother.
Well, the listeners can't hear nothing you saying because you whispering,
bro.
Boy.
I don't talk loud.
Hey, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
That ain't got shit.
All right, so what are things that women might want? This is where I feel like the problem is. A lot of women, y'all hang out, right? So this is my thing. All right, so y'all hang out, right? Y'all hang out. Not y'all in general, but women might hang out. And y'all still might not disclose what y'all like because y'all don't want Sue or Tiffany or Bethany to judge y'all on what y'all like. Dynasty is, all right, so now I'm about to call Dynasty out. I don't.
Call her out.
This is what.
Come
This is what.
Because I talk to my friends about what I do, like, and what goes on. I send my friends pictures and videos.
All right, so are you?
I talk to my friends different. I'm not gay.
Well, shit.
How you send news? How you send news to bitches, but you don't want to have a threesome?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, because it's my friend. Like, I don't. I know.
Well, fuck your friends.
At me like
she is though. She is though.
That look nice.
All right, so my. All right. I got a question then.
I
got
an answer.
I'm a little jealous.
Damn it.
I need better.
All right. So there are women.
I need better friends. Hello, friends. I need a good chat with you. I need some. Damn.
There are women in here who are with the air quote shits that are willing to fuck female friends that they have. All right. So you sending news to girls who you think might not be looking at you like that.
True.
But they are, though.
Playing with their pussy.
They are, though.
I found out recently.
Right,
that,
but
yes,
they,
this is very true.
But they are, though.
Yes.
So how did that make you feel?
I mean, I compliment a woman all the time. I can compliment a woman. I don't feel no type of way about it. So if she compliments me, I don't feel no type of way.
So question.
She's trying to eat that.
Quick question. So question.
No, bitch, I'm not letting you eat my shit.
So that's quick it. Question. Like. So quick good. Question. Okay.
What's the question, Rod?
So say on a night where you're really feeling good and
right
a woman
now
approaches you about right now. an attractive woman approaches you
that you're comfortable
with. You have
with.
That opportunity.
Let me talk to you for a minute.
Hey.
No, hold on. And you don't have to eat no pussy. And you don't have to eat no pussy. Would you object? Like, how would there be an objection just to have that experience?
I don't want that experience.
Why? Okay.
No part of you.
Don't ask me. Hold on. This is what I don't.
Go ahead.
Just ask me how I can feel that way if you're not attracted to me. I'm not attracted to a woman that way.
All right, so
it's the same way for you. Like, you're not attracted to a nigga.
But you like looking at their titties and shit.
I'm not looking at it like that. I'm like,
how are you looking at it?
That looks nice for that. That looks okay.
Niggas can't do that.
All right, so this is the thing. All right, so.
But dudes don't send pictures like that anyway.
Let's backtrack. No. Let's backtrack.
Bring it back.
This is about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Me and Lou Rush. Lou Rush is in the building. Say, what's up, bro?
What up, y'all?
Me and Lou Rush going bowling for our friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. This nigga taps my stomach and says, hey, bro, you getting fat. This is the only nigga that ever said anything remotely close to you not 100%. I didn't get shitty. I'm like, damn, this is my bro. I need to go to the gym. And I went to the gym. So, no homo shit, but Luke got his own gym. He'll bait bitches all day.
All day with food,
with his abs, whatever. Sierra showed me, like, look at this nigga. Oh, my God. Look at this nigga. She'll show me, and I'd be like, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
But this is my nigga.
Yeah.
So, it's not it. But to me, it's not even a thing to where it's like I'm feeling gay. It's like I need to get on my shit. But I wouldn't want him to send me a picture on his own, like, look at my abs.
Yeah, I'm nothing.
Bro, get the fuck out of here, bro.
You almost got blocked.
You almost got these hands.
Wasn't friends no more, man.
You almost caught these hands, but women send pictures directly to each other. I'm not sending no eggplant picture to my bro, regardless of how open I am sexually. But women will do that, but then when a woman approaches them, like, hey, let me lick your pussy, you'll be like, I ain't gay.
I ain't going for that shit.
Your pussy,
what the fuck? I don't swing that way. What did you think?
You showed me that, motherfucker.
You showed me all your
cool. Give her a microphone. She got mic. We got four mics.
Don't y'all be having girls?
Why are you with? Oh my God! Yeah, whisper.
Look, hey, how y'all doing? No, stop.
What's up, Gigi? What's up, Gigi?
Stop,
Gigi.
What was the question?
Don't y'all be having girl best friends?
No.
I don't like having.
Y'all be swearing these bitches is y'all sis and stuff. So
I don't have it.
Best friends.
That's probably because of a motherfucker that my nigga fucked with him.
It's not like that, though.
That's the only way I can think of a chick, my sis.
You got a friend zone somewhere.
You my sis.
Don't mean best friend.
Because you fuck a boogie. So I can't think like
sis definitely didn't fuck.
But I don't have any hope.
Sis didn't fuck.
Like if you if a chick didn't fuck with my nigga and I know he loved her, you ain't sis.
Def not.
I will fuck you. if my nigga didn't give a fuck about you.
That's real.
Out the gate.
If my nigga don't give a fuck about you.
If I know like my nigga like, bro, don't give a fuck, bro. I knew that. I just asked.
I knew that.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that really sis though?
That's not sis.
That's not sis.
That's step sis.
That's not sis. We don't call her sis.
Nah, we call her.
She does not get that
at 3 a.m. That's what we call her. All right, so I feel like the biggest problem is with relationships. Y'all can chime in. I ain't got to talk about none of this shit. Y'all can narrate this conversation, but I feel like niggas don't know how to talk or have awkward conversations. I posted this the other day. Don't be afraid of awkward conversations because the shit that you really want is on the other side of that.
That judgment, man.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Like, awkward conversations about what you want, what you don't want, what she don't want. And I feel like we all are, for me personally, I just feel like I don't remember becoming an adult.
We so used
so a lot of the
so
adult
used
conversations.
To how motherfuckers have been taught have taught
I
us
think
to
I
grow
remember.
Up.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure I remember.
I think I'm becoming an adult right now. So my thing
definitely,
is
definitely right now.
I feel like the conversations nobody ever taught me how to have these conversations that oh I want to fuck on you but I want my bitch to fuck on you too and I want to do dope with you and I want to drink with you and then I want you to I don't remember ever having somebody teach me how to have these conversations. So when you 30 or 28
regardless
or
of how wild and obscure motherfuckers might think it might be normal for you, but motherfuckers think that shit is totally wild. And some people keep it secret, but some people are so more open.
I think it's more people open to it than against it.
There are, but you're not going to be open to it if you feel like people are going to judge you for it.
That's life in general.
I got the game from my daddy, and I don't think it actually.
Wait.
What?
Why are you holding the mic like you about to rap? There you go.
I know
you
y'all
hold the dick right.
But damn,
hold the dick right. She's so used to putting her
right
thumb
now
over the tip.
Yeah, like get your thumb out that motherfucker, man.
She's so used. She's so used.
Be free one time.
Excuse me.
You got the game from your
if
pop.
If you could take a left here out of my life.
You gripping it, but
what were you saying?
I mean, no now.
You were saying you got the game from your father.
I was saying I don't think he meant to give it to me, but the way that he handled shit was really player to me, and I took that shit with me forever. Like, my daddy was married to my sister's mom, and they would argue and shit, and he'd be like, whenever you want to talk, you know, he would have to dumb her down, like, whenever you want to chill out, like, we can communicate like adults. I'm leaving, da-da-da-da, I'm out of here, da-da-da. She wanted to be all dramatic and shit like that. He'd be like, okay, yep, where you going? So, like, to be in touch with the situation and figure, know who you with is the most of that shit.
Know who you with.
And like you saying,
I think that's
basically communication
is
key.
I think that's what it is. Yeah,
I don't think people ever fully know who
it comes all the way down.
But you gotta break a motherfucker down, like, or you gotta allow somebody to break you down to understand, like, who are you with? Like, who am I with?
So
what are you? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who are you showing me, and who am I gonna show you?
So that goes back to being open and free about the things that you like and the things that you don't like that we start this whole conversation that
right
people are hesitant to do.
Every single one of these
because,
points come down to communication.
Right. Because if I think that the person I'm with is going to judge me or think I'm weird and they're going to leave me because I like some freaky shit or I like some silly shit or I want to do cocaine or something like that, then I'm probably not going to say anything.
Right.
Unless I see something like, oh, are you cool with that? Then I'll tell you type of thing.
Yeah.
So really it's about experiencing as much as you possibly can. Like putting yourself in a situation to have that conversation. That's the easiest way to get it out.
But the thing about it is all right, so a lot of us are the same. All of us are the same age. So the problem that I feel like, and y'all could chime in and say, you young as fuck, so you sit back.
Yeah.
Learn something. I feel like we never really learn how to have these awkward ass conversations. Yeah. We never learn how to be like, for me, if a nigga got a booger in his nose,
it's tough being like, hey, you got a booger in your nose.
That's
bro.
Me though.
That's me too though, bro. Like we grew up in the same era.
Nah, bro. Hey, if you don't have a, hey, I'm just gonna say this. If you don't have a microphone, I can't hear you. No, I'm just saying I really can't.
Who deemed this shit awkward, though?
You
like,
right.
How did we get here?
Bro, booger in your society. Nose is real.
Is it society? Yeah. What is society? Society. Remember when we was kids? Everybody. All right, so.
So society is literally, I mean, it's controlled by media. That's literally what society is. So, for instance, my person I train, her four-year-old
closer,
son.
Closer, bro.
Her four-year-old son is playing cops and robbers with his brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's running. He says, Mama, save me because my brother's going to get me. She's like, you're going to go to jail. He turns to her and says, I'm not black.
Mm.
Oh.
She goes, wait, what? And so she tells him that you are black. And he goes, yeah, but not that kind of black. Society has formed in his mind that criminals are black people.
Or a certain shade of black.
It's a different black than what he is. And he's four. Like, that's what society is. Society is literally what media pushes
onto us. I have a 5-year-old little black boy. I need y'all to be there for me. That shit scares the fuck out of me.
I mean, it's tough because we can't control everything they see. We can't control everything they read. We can't control what these books is telling them because not all of it's 100%. A lot of it's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. A lot of it's bullshit.
But fuck the books, like.
You only can have so many conversations.
What happens when he figures out how dangerous it is to be himself?
No, fuck the books. They got cell phones at the age of 5 now.
Yeah.
Look,
I have
this nigga has a tablet.
I have an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old. They look up anything that they want to. Tried to follow me on Snapchat.
Only thing you can instill in a child is confidence.
I blocked both of their ass instantly.
My niece tried to follow me and I tried it for like a week and was like, you got to get
blocked. None of my kids following me on Snapchat.
I ain't gonna do it.
They better
not gonna happen.
Get the fuck out of here. Yes, I was out here.
I'll see. Barely. Early.
18, 19.
He said, I'm done with high school. Let me get it cranky.
Yo.
They're grown up.
Yo, I got a question.
Go ahead.
So, can y'all give me one thing that if you were to die today, that you would want your sons after you to know? Let me know that.
Damn.
Hold on.
Run that back.
Just one?
Something. If you were to die today, what would you want your sons to know? Your sons after you to know?
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot.
No, like, if you had to start with one thing, the most important thing.
As a man, but think about that. As a man, if you're thinking about really, like, a really good dude, as a man to be a father in a young black boy's life, there's so much you want to instill in that young black boy, so there's not really much that you can compile into one thing before you die and say, like, hey,
hardest shit in the world.
That's super hard.
I understand that it's hard, but I want you to try. One thing, like, it's not wrong because it has to be there, but just give me one thing.
No, because you want them to get some money, obviously, because you got to take care of your business. You got to take care of your responsibilities, flat out. Because you don't want no bum. You don't want your son to be no bum.
One.
The mic in his face. In his face. When he's talking.
You got the mic.
He has a mic.
Yeah.
I would just say open your mind and invest in yourself, man. Like, whatever that might be. Like, whatever you want to do, be open to what it is that you want to do. And then whatever it is, invest. Like, regardless of what it is, make sure you invest wholeheartedly into what you want to do to make it your reality.
But you can't teach them what you want to do if you just say one thing, though.
You can't.
But that's
the part of being open, too.
And that's
you
what
don't
I would,
know how he going to get that money, though.
And
exactly, but that's also the part of being open.
Literally, try everything.
Because he can be a hustler, he can be a baller, he can be a doctor, he can be whatever.
He could be all that at one time, too.
But you can't teach him that if you're only teaching him one thing.
That's what I'm saying, try everything.
So I'm teaching him how to try everything.
So I had to take a piss break. So the question was, what would one thing you can't talk without a dick in your hand?
If you were to die today, what is one thing that you would want to leave your son to know?
The emotions that you feel towards everything are fake. So the emotions that you feel towards your parents, love, sex, it's all perception. And everything that you feel about it is the way you feel about it. But you're going to meet a motherfucker who don't feel the same way. So you're going to have all of these insecurities that nobody give a fuck about. You're going to have all of these fears that nobody give a fuck about. And I need my son or my daughter to understand that who you are is who you are. And these are the ways you can get money. You can be a motherfucking accountant. You can be an architect. You could be a designer, whatever. I grew up, I didn't know there was a million ways to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So my only motherfucking goal was to graduate high school.
They don't count that high for nothing.
I remember, nigga, crossing the stage at Ben Davis High School in 2005 and was like, oh, shit, what I'm about to do now? Mm-hmm. I only wanted to graduate high school and not have a kid. And I did that.
Yeah, look, I made it, Mama.
Yeah, I made it, but that wasn't making it.
It was better than what we came from.
It was better than what we came from, but better than what we came from. I mean, shit. Sardines ain't that much better than a lot of shit, but it can be.
Damn, okay.
Hot dogs ain't that much better than anything until you have a motherfucking steak from wherever or a motherfucking fresh-ass salmon from out the ocean or octopus or whatever it is that you like to eat. What you think is great is only perception, because there's something better.
Yeah, because what's weird to you ain't great to somebody else.
Yeah, but I just grew up not knowing that a lot of things was an option. I didn't think a lot of these options. I see my nigga have a gym. I see niggas that have, and with social media and the internet, there are a lot of options now that we didn't have growing up that we got to take advantage of. But I don't want my kid growing up thinking that shit, the sky is the limit. The sky is not the limit. Because there's things beyond the sky. We only see the clouds, but there is shit above the clouds. And there's galaxies and motherfucking everything. I need my kids to know that you can do whatever you want, and this is how you can research. But that's just me. But we trying to figure out life. We trying to figure out how to pay bills. We trying to figure out how to balance relationships. We trying to figure out if the bitch we fucking from Instagram or Snap is really worth it. We trying to figure out if this job is really worth it. A lot of the times it seems like it's overwhelming. To me, sometimes it might seem like it's overwhelming. And then you get in relationships, you be like, man, I don't really want to be with you, cuz. You trash, cuz. Your pussy trash, but you a good person, but it's all right.
Do you not know the pussy's trash before you get in the relationship?
To me, sometimes, before...
It changes.
It changes, but a lot of times, to me, the pussy can play a backseat if I feel like she's a good partner, like she's a good teammate. Like, I don't know, Kyrie Irving might not bang on a motherfucker. He might not fight with you, but he'll score 30. But a motherfucker like Jalen Rose, a bump with you, he ain't scoring 30, though. So which one do you want? It's hard to pick. You know what I'm saying? Because we might have to get rough with these motherfuckers. To me, we might have to get rough. Like, Keenan, he'll fight anybody.
Real quick.
But if I don't need nobody, if I don't need him to fight, is he really a good mother partner? But we black and we young and motherfuckers look at us as a target. They feel like I got to take you out. I need Keenan now. No matter where we go, suits or whatever, motherfuckers going to try us wherever we at. So I feel like I need somebody who I can make help think like me, and then he can just be himself. But I don't know. A lot of the times I feel like, shit, we don't know what to ask for. A lot of us, I envy Lou Rush. This is my nigga. We wasn't always the closest of friends until we got out of high school, but everything that he tell me he gonna do, he does. And it pops out. Nice. And I might be the same way. I said I wanted to do Ignorant Philosophy, and 3 months later, niggas was like, oh my God. I said I wanted to do Black Widow. 3 weeks later, they was like, God damn. But how many friends we got like that? We got a lot of friends. We social as fuck. But how many friends we hear say they gonna do something, and then it turns out to be exactly what it is? But that's the same with love. Like, you want to be in love. Why you want to be in love? Why you want a girlfriend? Why you want a wife? Why you want a husband? Why you want a boyfriend? Why? What you want from him?
Nobody knows.
What you want from them? Because if you don't know what you want from them, then you're going to feel unsatisfied as fuck because you're not getting anything. You be like, God, this bitch ain't making me happy, or this nigga ain't making me happy, or he supposed to be like my dad, but your dad really wasn't shit to your mom. You ask your mom the real, he wasn't shit till he was 40. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We never asked. We never had these conversations with people about our parents or our grandparents or what we really want. And I feel like the game comes from how open are you to have this conversation with this nigga or this girl? What you want from them? If they ain't with it, then leave. It's no shortage of people.
Definitely. Everybody in this room is attractive on certain level. We all sixes are a buzz because all my niggas are attractive. So it's cool. So we cool. We ain't got to be who we with. We can always leave and find somebody else and we can get what we want. But you will never get what you want if you don't know what to ask.
I was going to say, if you don't know.
Yeah, and chances are I felt a way. Like, I'm super sexual. Super sexual. And I might not be a nigga that's in the club, like, groping bitches. I'm a smooth nigga. I need to get you back into my crib first, or I need to be in your crib first. But if you not that comfortable about being super sexual and whatever, how you gonna present it to a female? That's how I feel. And a woman might feel the same way. She might want to fuck all the time, but she don't want to seem a certain kind of way. That's just me, though. There's so many people in here.
It is so many. I was just saying, there's a lot of people in there, and that definitely happens.
Look, to tell you the truth, I stopped caring after Rihanna put out Rated R. I love
Rihanna. Why?
Like, she was so badass on that album.
Rihanna's
like,
my spirit.
Like, basically, fuck you, bitch, and what you gonna do about it?
Rihanna changed your
life. Ain't nobody gonna hit me in my mouth.
That's lit, low-key.
I don't care how.
But how does she? But how though? Why is the dick under your chin?
Look, man, you know the dick is to be to your mouth.
Oh my God.
You done been here.
Right. That's
you know how I am.
No. Look, everybody been getting dick since the AM.
So Rated R. So what was it about Rated R? I only got started getting.
What song? I don't even.
Yeah, right. What song was it?
What song was the one that touched your soul the most?
I was gonna say, what songs are on Rated R?
Up on YouTube.
Jeff about to pull it up on YouTube. I definitely need to understand. What song was it? Cause look, she about to research it.
No, because the first song that comes to mind is a single, and I don't want to say that because it's like everybody had the chance to like or not like that.
But you
shit,
liked it
so.
In a way that you're about to explain. So go ahead and say it.
It changed your love life. You deaf? You deaf? Name the song.
So you gonna say it or
to Black Widow podcast? New episode coming soon. We gonna record.
She ain't gonna
tomorrow.
Tell us. All right, so
see,
I got. All right, so this
why
is my
you
question.
You can't even tell us this. Yeah. Is why we have problems in relationships.
You can't even tell me. Oh man, die with right sauce. Now.
I'm sorry. I'm
you can't
sorry,
even be open with us to let us know. Us men, you can't even put us on game.
Damn.
That was the whole point: is to put us on game and let us know what it is and what we can improve in the relationship.
And she put us on game. Asked for the game.
Exactly. She definitely.
She the whole reason for this podcast.
You the whole reason why we doing the podcast. Put us on game.
Yeah, you definitely the reason.
Put us on.
I want to know. All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
God damn it, you gonna answer this goddamn question?
Legacy ass question, man. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
We got 7.
We out here fucking having a good ass time, and you asking legacy questions.
You killing us off and letting our sons survive without us.
We have 7 women in this in this room. I want to know what are things that y'all what are things that. Y'all want. What are the things that y'all want in a relationship or sexually or in a friendship that y'all don't receive from females or males? What are things that y'all want that y'all don't receive but y'all might be afraid to ask for them? Because me personally, I feel like if you keep coming up short in friendships or relationships, then it's something about you. Because I have asshole friends. All my friends are assholes. Flat out. And I want to help. I need that. Because I'm going to be a dickhead too. Mm-hmm. Lou Rush is the dickhead. Kenan is a dickhead. Boogie's a, everybody that I hang out with are extremely blunt. And I need that. But that's what I want out of a friendship. Mm-hmm. But I also need that for my women friends. This is why me and Brooklyn get along so well, because we'll hang out and she'd be like, I need this nigga trash and this bitch boring and my job is this. And we'll just click. But a lot of motherfuckers don't like to be vulnerable. I need a motherfucker to be vulnerable with me. That's just how I like my relationships. I need a motherfucker to be vulnerable, and if you're not vulnerable, it probably won't work out.
That's just a level of real for you.
Yeah, I just need, I need to feel something.
Motherfucker need that vibe for you. Like, yeah, the energy is transparent, and like, motherfuckers who see it, like, they vibe with you, and it's just, it's natural.
Like, yeah. And that's, I feel like a lot of us just have, like, I don't know, half-assed friendships to where, if, like, Brittany Ray, her tire flat, was on the flat, went to Kilroy's, this motherfucker come in late, like most women do.
Brooklyn
was like,
late.
Get off work and yeah, bitch out there. Don't do that.
Brooklyn, Brittany Ray pulled up back. As soon as she pulled up, flat tire. I ain't never changed a flat tire in my life. But I changed it. I'm not an ignorant motherfucker. I can figure it out. But I needed her to understand, I got your back. And you cool. You ain't got to call AAA. You ain't got to call nobody. I got you. But the reason that
I tire in his jean jacket.
In the rain, like an R&B video.
Damn,
almost motherfucking hit the gene wine on the nigga. Almost motherfucking hit the motherfucking butterfly death. Almost did it for Lil Saint on the nigga.
Lil Saint on the ass.
But
do this for Lil Saint.
But it's those type of moments that I feel like we all need to feel like this. He got my back, or she got my back, or they ain't gonna judge me, or whatever. So my question to the ladies in this room is, what do y'all want? This is y'all chance to be honest, because ain't none of y'all boyfriends or nothing in here. Well, no, none of y'all boyfriends are in here. What do y'all want from a nigga or whatever that y'all don't receive a lot of the times? No nigga should have the microphone in their hand. So Lou Rush got to give the microphone. Roger got to give the microphone to a woman.
Ask that again.
What is it that y'all want to experience in a relationship or even a fuck buddy situation that y'all don't ever experience, that y'all keep missing?
Honesty.
Consistency.
Ooh,
that too. What's yeah, like, this is the most generic. What do you mean by honesty?
What about sexually? Like, what about, like, intimacy?
He said a characteristic.
She said, okay.
Those are characteristics.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, I said I want consistency. I want some consistent dick. So that can go for sex too, Katie.
Keep it real with me.
Okay, so I'm saying consistency. Consistency, period. With the fucking, with the relationship.
With everything.
Hey, talk directly into the dick. This might be why you're single. Talk directly into it.
Consistent dick or consistent relationship.
No, what I'm saying, well, no, I said consistency. I'm talking about period.
Consistency in the dick.
I feel that.
If it's the right one,
consistency,
period.
From the right
one,
consistent,
when you have it, so you
consistent
just
conversation,
the right
consistent dick, just be there, period.
Consistency with all of you,
period.
Bring it to me.
Yes.
Consistently.
Damn, cuz.
Yeah, I say honesty.
Damn, cuz.
If you fucking with this bitch, say that. Let me decide if I want to fuck with you at
damn,
that point.
Damn, cuz.
Damn,
this
cuz.
This is the hardest part about the situation is because I got some smooth-ass niggas in here. They got bitches.
Got bitches.
They got them. Got all right, bitches. So I'm going to be the nigga. Bitches. I'm going to be the nigga that...
I got bitches too.
Charles Barkley got bitches. But I'm gonna tell y'all that what y'all asking for right now, honesty and consistency, is a problem. I can't give you honesty or consistency if we just fucking, because you're gonna look at me like a candidate. And I don't wanna be a candidate. I'm just fucking you. A candidate for anything.
Who said that?
All right, so you gonna lie.
I was about to say, come on, because if I'm fucking right, you consistently,
cool,
like
cool,
that,
cool.
I'm gonna think that we about to,
right.
Eventually, we
boom.
About to become something.
Boom, and we not.
And that's when we don't want to hear it at all. We don't, because there is a point in time.
Right, all right, so look at the mic.
Until, like, no. Then when he say the wrong shit, you don't want the honesty. So
all right, so we got Dynasty in here. She's speaking up, and I appreciate that. But me and my nigga Lou about to debunk all that.
All right.
So
honesty is the number one motherfucking lie that women want to hear.
Speak it.
Straight up.
Because when we tell you the truth, you get
you
upset.
Don't want honesty. Like, I hear women.
I tell you what I really
think. Okay, I gave you 4 out of 5.
Can we have statistics on this?
What statistics? What are statistics? All right, so, all right. When they ask for statistics, all right, how many women in here, and I'm going to tell the listeners how many women raise their hand. We got 7. How many women in here have fucked over 20 guys? So 2 out of 7.
Three,
all right, 4 out of 7.
4.
All right, how many women in here have been the point of blame for heartache over those more than 20 niggas? How many women have been on the receiving end of, oh, you hurt my heart, like legit, like, oh, you broke my heart?
All or a couple?
All or any?
Okay. More than 10. More than 10.
I don't understand the question.
I'm help y'all out. I'm gonna help y'all out. I'm gonna help you out. I understand. You a young nigga. You don't understand. So the thing about it is, all right, when a guy meets a girl, it only, just like when a guy, when a girl meets a guy, she knows within whatever minutes or whatever day she wanna fuck this nigga. Immediately or whenever. All right. So when a guy meets a girl, he understands if he wants to be with her or not.
No, if he wants to give her the chance to be with her
that,
or not.
That. Really? All right, yes.
Either put in yes. crash status or you might be my girl status.
On, that. King. Instantly. Instantly. Right. So we know that we can, we feel the vibe. We are just like y'all assessed how his car may be or what his job may be or how his dick may be or how his communication may be. Y'all might say, oh, I'll fuck him. We thinking, I can be with her. That's how we think.
I can settle down.
I can settle down with her. All right, so we just fucking, right? Say I meet a girl. We fucking. I'll fuck her good. I got good dick. I ain't gonna lie. I was only blessed with that. And podcasting. Good dick and podcasting. And if I give her this good dick for however long it may be, she's going to feel away. And she's going to want more from me.
Is this your best dick we talking about?
This is my C dick, which is better than a lot of niggas' dick. On my mama. On my mama.
C minus.
C minus.
And that shit feel like A plus.
On my mama.
C minus.
Because I talk to women and I be like, damn, you ain't ever had your toes sucked? You ain't never did this?
That was the tried, but didn't try too hard?
Yeah, that was a, you know, we just floating by, honorable mention. Hold on, die. Hold on, die. No, die.
Make a bitch laugh.
Yeah.
Cool and make a bitch laugh.
Yeah, we, because all my niggas in here.
I'm trying to figure something out.
Hold on, wait. I'm about to get you there. I'm about to get you there.
Okay.
You give her a good dick, make her laugh.
Okay.
You got ambition. You talking?
No, I get that. That wasn't what I was thinking.
Smell
that's
good.
Not
give
what I'm talking
good.
About.
I smell like Versace. Hold on, wait. I can cook too. He can cook. All my niggas can cook. We all good. We got music taste. Wait. Kenny can't cook. Boogie can't cook. But it's cool. We make up for it.
Y'all didn't give me that.
We make up for it. All right. So whatever it may be. The woman gonna feel like, damn, I could be with this nigga. But we never think that. We never approach a girl that we just wanted to fuck and be like, damn, I could be with her. Okay. It's always out the gate. I could be with her. So we treat her different. Mm-hmm. We don't treat her like we treat a fuck buddy, which is bad because the fuck buddy getting the better dick than the girl that we want to be with because we taking our time. We being gentlemen and shit. But when we fuck with a girl longer than 3 months or whatever, she might feel a way, and us being honest and communicating, she can be like, damn, I like this nigga. He'd be like, but I don't like you like that.
How many motherfuckers have you scared off because you were really yourself and open?
I had a girl tell me I was too perfect.
You was too perfect.
I was too perfect.
I've had
it's fucked up, but
girls.
I've been there before.
Tell me that I was too.
That happened before.
I was
because no, I'm on the other end.
She telling me
I'm on the other end.
20 girls tell me I was perfect and that
this nigga Lou Rush.
Too good for them.
I never heard that I was too good. That's him.
Look, right, so I'm gonna tell you it's real because I've been on the other end of that shit.
Okay.
Like I was in high school and this nigga was super good to me, but in high school, you like,
don't count.
Fuck that. I want you to ignore me and blow your shit down and be all that dramatic shit. This nigga was so nice opening doors, pulling all the good shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, no, not right now. We not on the same pace. So it's not really gonna work out. You came to me at the wrong time in my life. So there's a time and a place for all things, but that shit wasn't working out right then.
I literally had a woman tell me that she didn't want to talk to me.
No, it's all really fucking difficult.
She didn't want to talk to me until she was ready to settle down.
Yeah, that's good.
Cause you an end game ass nigga.
That's the level that you was on, that you was ready well, for.
No.
Maybe she felt like that was where you were.
We never even had a conversation on that level. It was just that she admired me from afar and was like,
say, but the
"I
way
know
that you present yourself."
Correct. So it was like, so, "That's
plug
why."
That up. Plug that up. Plug that
but
up.
The problem is, I would never wife her. But in her mind. A lot of women's mind, they think that they are the perfect object.
Like, whoa.
So what happens is when they approach a man of a higher caliber or an equal caliber, they thinking like, okay, I can have him.
I can deal with because, him the same way I deal with
because I've listen, I've had women who completely I've known like maybe crash one of my buddies or crash somebody else. And I'll talk to them. And they'll take the relationship.
Are you talking to him for real, or are you talking to him like I know I'm a fucker?
No, I'm talking to him like just talking, like we're having a conversation back and forth. But the way that they approach the interaction is as if it's going to lead somewhere. But I know the way normal their interactions lead to. And it's like, you looking for a nigga to save you.
Make sure they get out.
Who you think is the right one for you. That's not who you are, though. Like, you're a free spirit. Be a free spirit right now. Like, literally, my last two girlfriends, I crashed within 24 hours of face-to-face meeting. My last two girlfriends.
That's the sauce.
I like you free. I don't like you trapped all in the mind and I don't want to do this. This is too soon. If you wake up in the morning right now, right, and you say, I want to fuck two niggas, right? That's who you are. Whether you do it or not, what you say in your mind is who you are. Now, you can suppress that thought all you want, but in your mind, that's what makes you who you are in your soul. So anything you think is who you are. So, like, if you want to fuck a nigga, fuck the nigga. And if he got a problem with it, that ain't the nigga for you.
Y'all better listen to this, because Lou trying to get y'all some ass.
Hey, Lou Rush.
Y'all better go thank him. Lou trying to get y'all some ass. Y'all better go thank him.
Nah, but that's...
Man, too. Shit.
Nah, but that's... I mean, but that's...
Put your PayPal information on your next tweet.
But that's the big... But that's the biggest... But that's the biggest thing. I feel like... For me, I feel like nasty ass niggas seem to team up. This is why I wrote... What is it? Episode whatever 7 of Black Widow, introduction of Keith. Niggas that get with women because they seem safe. They seem safe. They on their shit. I'm not really on my shit. I'm insecure about my shit. I don't know what my shit gonna be. She appears to know where she going. So I'm gonna get with her. But she ain't really the nastiest. So I'm gonna suppress my nasty. We're gonna get together. We're going to be together for forever. My nasty going to come out. I want to fuck this and this and this and that. And I'm going to be like, damn, I can't do this. And I got to cheat.
Hey, please don't suppress your nasty.
For you, yeah.
Yeah,
but for y'all, yeah.
Y'all different situation.
Let it be.
Yeah, for y'all, yeah. But Dynasty, I'm going to say Dynasty, Bev, Brooke.
Hey,
I don't know
this
about
a
Brooke.
Nigga in the studio that sleep.
No. Oh yeah, Rambo knocked
come on.
Out.
Some
wake up.
Get up.
Sir.
They both
wake
sleep.
Up. Jumping jacks. Hurry.
They both sleep.
One, two.
Nah.
Get up.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Rambo anyway. He said Drake and French Montana the same.
Right now, get up. You don't deserve it. Get up.
The thing about women is y'all really. You can take it over there, bro. The thing about women that I really have a beef with is that. Y'all want y'all.
Damn.
Without, I'ma just, all right. People ask me how I felt about Dynasty not being on the show no more. Me and Keenan had a conversation. I was like, man, I missed it a little bit. Like, that was just, I was like, man, I missed it a little bit. He was like, man, I missed her too. But then we started talking like, she has a perception of herself that she goes to church and shit. She got parents that's still together. She, mm-hmm. She a cheer coach. She can't be on here but like, man, I wanted to suck 3 dicks today. She'll never,
like that
yeah,
anyone,
yeah,
though.
But But there have been times where I've been like,
do I want my nigga dick every day? Yes. Yeah, not but would you, three different dicks. No.
But I'm saying, would you ever, we literally have arguments on Ignorant Philosophy.
We ain't saying it once.
No, bitch, you got me fucked up. No, I've never fucked, never. I don't know. Your cup nasty privileges have been revoked, my nigga.
What did he say?
I done sucked more than three dicks in a week, boy. You okay? No, motherfucker, no. I have not. Don't.
Maybe in a month.
All right. So even if that,
bro, what is you on?
Roger on some bullshit.
He just assuming.
Whatever.
I'm not gonna go there.
No. I'm saying even when we drinking, we got the sauce, we got drugs, or whatever it may be. We feel like Dynasty would think about her reputation more so than being honest.
Yeah.
We felt like that until you came back. We was like, God damn, this bitch done. I don't know what happened. She got a little something. That's how we felt.
It ain't no devil in me. It was just a click. No, you're absolutely correct. I do. My cheerleaders they follow me on Snapchat. They see what I do. Yes, I know they gonna fuck and they gonna do what they do, but I don't want them. I don't want to put out there.
It's
like,
a time and place.
Oh yeah, do this, do that. Because one of our cheerleading coaches got fired for doing that.
Absolutely.
For talking to some girls about that. So I don't want that. So you're right. I did hold back a little bit, but now I'm kind of like, I don't give a fuck because they already knew I was on the show when they hired me.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
So this is, but this
talk,
is,
I'm gonna talk now.
But my point,
matter.
My point was, it's not to single you out. This is how we. This is how we felt. About you, but
a lot of listeners felt that way too.
Right, and when me and Di hang out, and she just gets super loose, and I'm like, "Bitch, who are you right now? Who are? Because this ain't the same. I'd be like, oh,
you feel me?
Yeah, I'd be. Me and Dynasty,
my mama,
we'd kick it, and I'd be like,
motherfucker, try to hit it. What happened Saturday? She'd be like, ain't that happening? Like, but it did though.
Right, and then we'd kick it, and I'd be like, but you super open right now, and it's because you trust me, and that's cool. But a lot of the times we want to keep that image with our partner. We want them to look at us like we perfect because I don't know why. Even
fuck
me.
That. No surprises.
I'll just say I don't feel that way.
No surprises, nigga.
Boy, if you don't get your head ass.
No, seriously, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I think it's something that's done unconsciously. Like you don't think, oh, I don't want to not be perfect in front of them. It's just something that you've been doing. It's like habitual.
Your whole life.
Yeah, it's habitual.
Parents, school.
So at this point, putting on your best face is all that you know. So that's what you're going to do. Until you get comfortable, until you get more vulnerable, until you say, that's my nigga. And I can tell.
It's not about the nigga. It's until you know you.
What would take? That is valid.
You got to know yourself.
Know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My question is, how do you get to that point? Because everybody in here,
I think
90% of the people in here are dealing with people.
I have the answers to that question.
Go ahead, bro.
You have to get.
You about to lie? You talking? You whispering?
I'm
about to lock you, bro.
He got that voice.
Trying to be very white and shit. You talking about the point to where you can open up and. You know what I mean? Not hide anything from the person you're trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to get to the point where you just don't care. Like, you have to understand that there's a million women out here, and if you tell this one woman what you want and she not with it, then move on. You don't have to be stuck with that one person. You just have to get to the point where another person's feelings don't hurt you or affect you as much as they would since you care so much. Like, just stop caring, you know what I mean?
You just walked in.
You're allowed.
Just said that shit, the same shit.
So my question is this.
It's cool, bro.
My question is this. You meet a motherfucker on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And y'all
fall in love. Take a drink by Wednesday.
Y'all fall in love by Thursday. This is hypothetical. This is not real life. This is just a time frame.
Canadian didn't sing about this shit.
This is just me trying to put it in perspective. You meet somebody on Monday. Y'all go for drinks on Tuesday. Y'all fall in love on Wednesday. But you ain't showed your true self.
Right.
So by the... it's easy for me to get a motherfucker to fall in love with me before I show them my true self.
They fall in love with the person.
They fall in love with the person that I presented.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's my fault.
It's just human nature to put on that show to get the
Yeah, but if you fall in love with a motherfucker, my question is this. When will you... So I said this on Ignorant Philosophy a bunch of episodes ago. If you don't tell somebody who you are on the first day, every day after that is you holding it from them.
Mm-hmm. It's really a lie.
So if y'all go 3 or 6 months without them, it's like...
6 months of lying.
6 months really? Of lying. What, Lou, what you? What action is this you doing?
Hold mic in your phone. If you want to talk, just say
I don't
something.
Talk over niggas. This is what I'm giving you your time. You're
fucking gym instructor.
You must learn because you used to...
You yell at people for a living, bro. So, fuck, bro.
You know, we trying to at least...
That made me almost lose my point.
I cut his mic off. He's talking too sexy.
I'm deaf, bro.
God
Boogie,
damn.
Oh, Boogie, you on the same shit. I'm not. Right. I'm fucked up. I'm talking like Barry White.
Lou just trying to be
all right, anyway.
Sexy. Niggas want to treat their first job like their second job.
So, first and foremost, it boils down to being honest with yourself, like everybody said. Like, you literally have to be true to yourself and who you are. And not worry about the outsides, but like,
well, that's easier said than done.
It is
a lot easier.
It's really kind of easy to do. It's just based off of your perception, what you think your perception is. When you don't really have a perception with people that you're really coming across, whatever perception people have of you is what the one you projected. And if you're projecting a lie, then that's what everybody's getting. And so,
but what is it a lie though?
Huh?
What is a lie though? Because not everybody in here I can be super honest with.
You could.
There are certain, but I don't want to be. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift to be super honest with Lou or Sierra or Boogie Keenan or Brittany or
Brooke. You're probably the wrong person to say that because you're honest every time you open your mouth and told the world your secrets.
Yeah, I'm honest about certain things, but my wants and desires when it comes to forever and sex, I'm only honest with certain people. Yeah. So I don't know if everybody is like that, but if we talked about society earlier. Society doesn't really talk about, I don't know, threesomes or whatever. I keep saying that because that's the topic on my mind lately. Don't judge me. But if every guy
just about had with himself.
Yeah, right. About 7 years.
See, the honesty you just had with yourself?
Yeah, because I've grown, in the few weeks that's passed, I've gotten to that point where it's like, fuck it, if I want what I want, I'm going to have what I have.
Ain't imagine how many people was thinking that and don't say nothing.
And don't say nothing. Yeah. That's what it is. They want it. But they don't want to say nothing because they don't want you to be like...
The worst thing that can happen is a motherfucker can say no.
No, that's not the worst thing that can happen.
Well, the worst thing that can
happen... You nasty bitch.
But a person...
Fuck you.
That's still no.
Hold on. That's still not the worst thing that can happen.
That's not no.
I'll be okay with no.
Hey, Dizzy. The worst thing that can happen is you live the rest of your life not telling your truth.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing that can happen. But no is not the only answer you can get.
What?
She's the only answer I'm going to hear.
Huh?
What?
No.
Why are you looking at your watch? You got dick on the way?
No.
Okay. All right, Di. Di got the natural curly hair out.
Di get new sun.
New sun on deck.
Same time.
Di popped back up with the Apple Watch and shit.
Looking good. She twerked on me.
The jean jacket. Twerking at Bowling Alley.
Hair popping.
Hey.
I thought it was
very ratchet. Yes, bitch.
You didn't glue up again?
Lord have mercy.
I'm on a weekly glow. Y'all better catch up.
But that's my thing.
A natural glow.
So my thing, that's just, I don't know, as honest as I am and as open as I am, certain conversations are still difficult to have because they're awkward conversations.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I don't want you to feel away.
Yeah.
And then because you never can gauge how a person is going to respond to you saying something.
That's where the lie come in at. You not being 100% true. You trying to talk the way you think they want to hear you talk. And that's a lie in itself. Like, you holding back a lot of shit.
But that's not necessarily saying, not necessarily lying. Like me, I'm not lying to you. I'm just not being honest with you.
And you say that to a woman, you're still lying.
But I wasn't lying. But I ain't, though.
Like, but I, yeah, I cheated on
I'm
you.
I'm not lying.
I didn't tell you I cheated on you, but I still cheated.
And a lot of
Wait.
I can't say it's
that doesn't make sense.
Bring it back.
That doesn't make sense.
But I'm.
I can make it make sense.
I mean, it doesn't, but it does because you're with you saying that you're not being honest. It's just you're not openly telling me everything that is on your mind.
I love you.
Love you too.
Y'all gay.
Right. I mean,
but there are. But I love
to tell you the truth to a certain extent, but then I'm not going to tell you everything because I don't want to scare you away.
That's what I'm saying.
Man,
I don't want to scare you away.
So it's not that I haven't lied to you because I haven't even told you.
I haven't even told you anything. That's what I'm saying.
To lie to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I haven't told you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not lying to you. I'm just not being 100%.
I get
with
it.
You.
No, because at first I was like, but then I
feel like that's where everybody is. Everybody in that space, not everybody.
Yeah, I'm not there no more.
But we get
you're not there no more.
I'm not.
But how old
say,
are you? But how old are you?
Yeah, 29.
All right.
Say it took me till 29 to be that way.
It took a while.
But we still get to the mm-hmm. point
it
where
it broke down.
Where we feel the need to satisfy a lie that mm-hmm. our partner wants to hear. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, like say you. Just meet somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not go on a date. I mean, mm-hmm. you're super suave. You're super suave.
You know me, bro.
You
know
pulling
me,
out
bro.
All the strings, right?
You know me, bro.
You know the worst.
You know me, bro.
You know the worst thing in the world about right. that is that a woman's gonna ask you, "So do you do this for every girl?" And the answer might be, "Yeah,
yeah, yeah man."
Well, guess what she gonna say?
Oh,
she's gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not asking you that.
Oh, but women will.
Women will. They're telling you, women do.
Women will definitely.
Oh, they ask that every time.
Now
all
that
time.
Thinking it. Setup. Like, you're setting yourself like, up to
you
have
a bad
time.
You put a bitch on to a new restaurant. You bring her.
She asked that question because low key she want him to say no, so she feels
so
special.
So she feels special.
So she feels
that's where you.
Because a lot of niggas
talk
shit out of a female.
Because a lot of niggas
she's gonna be like, so how many girls do you do that to? Because like.
Everyone, bitch.
Nah,
I can't have no weak dick out here.
I'm not giving no chance.
Everybody's getting
about.
Fucked
those
like
that.
Those
are the point in times where you be like, nah, I don't do this
all
the time.
Yeah.
Well, especially, it's a lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a white lie.
It's 30 times. Well,
it's a white lie.
Not everyone. I mean, I ain't do it the last one, so not everyone.
Oh, yeah, not 30.
Everybody. I was sleepy last time.
I was tired.
That ain't really count.
Yeah, she
but no, those are questions that women ask. And y'all might sit in here and say, like y'all don't ask you. That. But
I'm not going to say that women don't ask it. It's just like, why?
We gonna tell we
y'all ask some of the motherfucking
the thing
that yeah.
most disturbing.
Why you ask that? Get out! Get out! Get out! No, don't give her no mic.
That's
don't give her no mic.
Going through somebody's
get out.
Phone and finding
Damn.
The information.
Get out!
Like why ask?
But that's what women.
That's
what women
do. That's what women do. I'm thinking it in my mind like this nigga.
No,
and now you done made up. Now you done made up.
Something so good turns to something so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
And if you don't lie about it, nigga. You,
no, why you thinking
for?
It in your head? You can't, or you done you made up a whole like definition. You can't win. You can't win with a woman.
You can't
man.
Win.
That's not
life
true.
Is hard.
Not
because women don't want honesty.
They don't.
Let's go
they
right back to that
they
point.
Can't stand
women, I got a question for women. I got a question
yeah,
for women.
You really?
I got a
now you homeless.
I got a question for the women in the room. Do y'all are y'all 100% honest with niggas?
Yes.
My nigga Bev, that's why I fuck with
Thank you. Today,
my nigga.
No.
My nigga.
Today, yes.
I am now.
Shut up, bro.
Y'all
deaf finesse. I'm nothing.
Okay. At what point y'all are you honest with men? Is it after you're in a relationship? Are you honest with
No. I'm going to tell you, the dude that I'm talking
it's
to now.
I began to
you're talking to
her.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Man. Yes, I am talking to somebody because I'm not going to let one situation stop me from anything that I possibly could have in the future. And I'm if you let me talk, I'm going to let you know. When I sat down with him, 100. When I sat down with him, I let him know exactly how I feel about relationships, niggas, what I've been through, like literally what I've been through, everything, period, point, because I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave no room for nothing. No more.
Okay.
I'm not putting myself in no situation to get fucked over or to fuck somebody else over. So, from jump, 100, I'm let you know from jump. A nigga was trying to talk to me and I was like, I really don't see nothing but fucking you, so I'm really not even about to talk to you. That's all I see from you. So, I don't want to just
fuck
somebody. I got somebody I can go fuck
in our lives, but you gotta be smart about it. Celebrations with the guys.
Okay.
I sacrifice. Cause I knew you could not sleep without it.
Alright. Alright, boy. Alright, so my question to y'all is this.
This nigga Bell done done. He clown.
Alright, so my question is this.
Answer.
You play, what game did you play growing up? Mario, Sega?
I was definitely Mario, Donkey Kong.
All right, like, so you play Super Mario World.
Golden Eye.
You get your Golden Eye, whatever it may be. You pass the first stage, then the second stage, then you die. Go back to the first stage, you know what you're doing. Now the second stage, you know what you're doing. You get to the third stage, you beat it, then you die on the fourth stage. Mm-hmm. So for me, I feel like every situation is like a video game. So you might get to the fourth stage and tell somebody you meet that you met at the fourth stage everything you want, mm-hmm. 1 through 4. You ain't got to 5 yet. You can't tell me who you really are. You ain't got to 5. I done been through a lot of shit.
I can tell you who I am to a certain extent. Up until this point, I can.
Right.
Everybody grows and matures.
I'm saying.
They should. So things might change.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have a partner and you only ever got to the sixth stage, but there are 20 stages. And you never experienced.
You never know.
So you grow and develop as a human being. Your wants change. With love, with sex, with expectations about life.
Period.
Yeah, as you get older.
You got to want to see those different stages.
Yeah, but my thing is you never experience those stages. Talk about them with your partner. So y'all fall in love and fuck around and have a kid before you got to the 13th stage. Now you're at the 14th stage and you're like, hey, man, we not going in the same direction, bro. So how do you tell that person that? That's my thing. How do you... You never experienced it. So that's the question that you never
experienced. In the beginning, you better be telling them the same way throughout the whole relationship. So if you was 100 from jump, you should be able to be 100 for all the way through.
How many relationships have you been 100 with from jump?
One.
Thanks.
The kid changed.
But that doesn't mean I can't know now that is something that you should be.
Yeah, now, but you fucking with somebody, and who's to say that he's going to be able to go to the 10th stage with you and y'all in the ninth?
We don't know. I mean, nobody ever knows.
You never know.
You never know.
But how long is
but
the
I'm
stage?
I'm not about to live my life like, I'm not about to talk to this person, or I'm not about to be with this person because I don't know if the 10th, what's going to happen 10 years from now because...
No, I'm saying 8 years from now, you want something different. Then what?
We're going to have to work through it. I don't know. You never know, like I said. But I'm not.
That is a possibility.
That is a possibility. That's a big possibility.
I mean, it's a big possibility because, like I said, people change daily.
Yeah, they do.
Change. No, I mean, your desires change.
Yeah. Your wants and desires change.
And the kid changed the perception.
Perception change. What you want in life change. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You are totally different woman.
You're a different woman after the kid, for real.
Shit change.
You got to fall in love again, damn near.
That's what I hear. You got to fall in love again.
Damn near. Because you fall in love with that child.
But I don't have kids, so I don't give a fuck about none of that. Hey, that ain't got nothing to do. I mean, it's a different battle with different people. I don't know that kid battle, so I can't even act like I know the battle. I don't know that battle.
You don't want no struggle.
You don't want no struggle.
Stay strong.
I heard that. I kept hearing that. I don't want to know that battle. But my thing is, if y'all never learn how to address the battle without kids, how y'all going to address the battle with kids? That's my thing. I don't have a kid, so I want to know for people who got kids, like if... You're not going to no church.
I'm not. We know.
So we know you're not going.
Jesus knows my heart.
Jesus know
That's
your
what
heart.
Everybody say it.
And Jesus do not know
Jesus
your heart.
Is watching your body Saturday night.
You know what?
But that's my. I mean, I don't feel like. I don't know. I feel like we're talking circus for forever, and I'm not really into that. But
if you go to Kid Rap, bro, we'll be here all night.
We won't be because it's only so many of y'all that got kids.
My neck's hurt right now.
I mean,
yeah, it's not that many.
I deal with a 3-head monster on a daily, so
yeah, that's what you get for having the sauce at a young age. That ain't got nothing to do with me, cuz.
You had the sauce too early.
You had the sauce too early, boy.
Too much sauce.
Should have got it out of college early. Like me, boy.
Too much sauce.
Nah, I mean, it's a monster, man. And I don't feel like people would. When I look at older people and I talk to them, like I demand honesty from a lot of people when I have conversations. And I talk to people that's 50 years old and they don't know. They be like, man, I envy you because y'all, you can have these conversations. I'm like, I don't know these conversations that I'm having. I don't really know them, but it's people 50 years old that can't have these conversations, that don't know about credit, that don't know about a lot of shit that we are dealing with. It's people that's dealing with shit that we don't know about. So it's 4 in the morning. Y'all be like, y'all leaving? It's 4 in the morning. Yeah, what y'all mean? It's 4:12.
It's booty call hours.
Booty call. That's my thing. I mean, if our parents don't know, and we ain't learned from them, how the fuck we gonna know? He ain't gotta wake up. He gotta ride home.
This nigga said French Montana and Drake was the same person. Mm-hmm. He lucky he's still here, really.
He good.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing.
He good. But I don't know. My question is for the women, because I really be trying to get my game better. For the women, what are things that y'all really want? Honesty and whatever was bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
Because we give y'all honesty all the time.
Yes, we do.
We've already said what y'all want.
It just ain't what y'all want to hear.
Cake and eat it too.
Nah.
What's wrong with having the cake? Why you get a cake and you can't eat it?
Say you fucking this bitch. Yeah. You doing this?
Why I gotta be that though?
Oh, all right, but if we be honest and then y'all decide to stay, but still shitty about it, like. I understand it.
If you say that shit and she decides to fuck with you, then she decides to fuck with y'all.
Well, then let him fuck with that bitch in peace then, after that.
Okay, but say that shit. Say that shit up front. I'm fucking with this bitch. I'm talking to this bitch. I'm doing this and that. Let her decide if she want to fuck with you at that point.
All right. I'll send it to him. Tell him I sent it to him.
Like, why do I got to tell you who I'm talking to or remember?
Exactly.
Exactly. It don't matter.
If we got nothing, I don't got to tell you.
I don't got to tell you a goddamn thing.
That's the thing.
So you put a...
That's the thing. That's how niggas be, though.
No.
That's how niggas be. They want to be territorial.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking the truth, nigga.
Hold on, speaking on some truth in your life. Please, you don't put that in this room.
I'm nothing.
Sorry, they want you to be motherfucking all about them, and they not all about you. It's community dick, but they want you to be all about them.
Niggas do.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Y'all be out here claiming this
nigga. Y'all be out here. Claiming niggas.
Y'all be claiming niggas that y'all not with.
Before it's anything.
No. Y'all social media claim niggas nowadays. Social media get niggas fucked up.
This is my friend.
So y'all don't want to act like y'all got records.
I'm behind the boards. Eric back. Hold on.
Like y'all ain't come from a dirty past. Like y'all ain't done some bullshit like that.
What does the past got to do with the present?
I have damn.
But you ignoring her point like you ain't been there before. Just acknowledge it and then put another point on the table.
Why everybody? All right,
I can't acknowledge it.
Yeah, I'm nothing.
I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you right now.
Because what she said, it wasn't right. It was majority the other way.
In my
hey, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Hey, I'm gonna say it like this. Man. I'm a nasty nigga.
If I know we just fucking, I don't give a fuck about none of that extra shit. Like,
all right, so we're not about to talk to somebody who
I can't agree with Brooklyn.
Yeah, we're not about
to. No, ain't nobody agreeing with that shit.
But my thing is, I'm a nasty nigga. I get off by bitches telling me they fucking with somebody else.
Yeah,
I fuck with this other nigga. Oh, yeah.
It's like a challenge. Okay, it's like a challenge now.
It's not a competitive thing because you not on my dick.
You don't have to be around me 24/7. Like,
hey, I got other bitches. You got other niggas.
Competitive thing, not for you, but for us.
I don't know what type.
You tell me you fucking another bitch. Okay, so now I need to see what I need to do to one up this bitch.
Yeah, y'all always. always competitive. It's always competition with women.
Not unless
I'm
right where you are.
Why I'm the nigga with my hand raised and I can't?
Okay, but right where you are.
I see that, man.
What she do? Because I'm gonna tell you what I can do better.
Nah, I was saying I don't know what type of niggas you fuck with, but those bitches, they like they females, because that shit, females do that shit. Like females fall in love a lot quicker usually than men do, and y'all females want us to be about them, and then when we not is a problem. Y'all females jump into that shit early. I don't know what.
Like that, though.
Huh?
But you look at a.
Huh?
I'm gonna let
Dynasty talk. It's cool if you not all about me, but don't act like you all about me and then say.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, what you mean?
My, all right, wait.
I'm not doing that.
My biggest problem is that Sierra's in here, and I don't want her to know how much of a monster.
It's cool. I got you, bro. All
right, my
but it, like
no,
man.
I got you.
Tuck her in.
No. I got you.
Like,
my
man.
Problem is this. Even if, all right, I meet a chick and she be like, oh man, I got game.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, all right, I got game too.
Who says they have game?
No, it's not that they say it. It's not that they say it. It's that they act this way.
It's the interaction between each other. You can kind of tell.
It's how they got niggas on. I mean, we in a social media age, so they got niggas all the time trying to holler
all
at
the
them.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the time trying to holler at them, and I slip through the cracks, and I kick the motherfucking door down. Now they like, oh shit, he different.
Yeah, and that's
and I ain't even that much different. I just talk better than
that's
a lot
the,
of
that's the shitty part. That's the shitty part about being a male in this situation, because niggas is so trash. You gotta open the door for a female and she feel like that's boyfriend shit, and now she in love with you. And niggas is so trash, they don't do the basic shit. And I mean, I'm just saying, there are women out here because men are trash and they don't know how to treat a woman. You know what I mean? Because we ain't had dads, and to teach it is because a lot of women aren't used to being, you know what I mean, dealing with a man that knows chivalry or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
I got a question.
What's up,
man,
bro?
Don't nobody know what type of
why
we
are y'all
with.
So y'all quick to people. Tell us how many niggas slide in y'all DMs
exactly.
or try to get at y'all like
mama.
We really give a fuck?
Like we care.
No,
because
that shit is
how.
I got you, bud.
Women
you,
don't do that.
I got you, bud.
Women
I got you.
Do that.
I got you.
No, got you. No, all bitches do that. All bitches do that.
Like, I got you.
Sit out, die. You got.
All right, so I feel like recently I showed C a picture of a bitch trying to get at me. Pussy pictures all on my snap. She's like, oh, she sent you pussy pictures all the time. Yeah, here you go.
That's tight.
Here. Sure, like, I'm not even. If you go, what are we going to do? Because this is what happens. This is Black Widow, this is Ignorant Philosophy, this is meetups. This is. We doing some good shit. But this is what it is. This is what's happening. She like, oh, okay. All right, here your phone go. But women think that they the only motherfuckers getting niggas in their DMs and snaps. I mean, y'all don't. Y'all don't, but you ain't ever fuck with a nigga like me.
Can I go in
there? No, wait. You ain't ever. Wait.
We gotta raise our hands.
You ain't ever fuck with a nigga like me.
You
haven't. You haven't.
You ain't ever fuck with me.
You haven't. You ain't. I mean, you might fuck basketball players, but.
They ain't like me. Flat out.
They might.
Shit.
I mean, that's just I'm not gonna say like I'm just special. I'm just saying I put myself out in front of thousands of people weekly.
I'm special as shit. I ain't fucking
this Luther Vandross ass nigga. Hey. I don't think that I'm special. Put myself out in front of a lot of people, and because of Lou Rush, I work out now. And I'm baby oil down.
Shout
and I'm trying to get my body right.
Hey, I see them abs.
My man.
Sexy fighter.
I'm trying to do it. But it's because of my bro, though. But so because of him, it's like, okay, well, shit.
Yeah.
What's up? But my thing is,
okay,
what do you have to offer other than pussy?
Right.
Because we can fuck. I can game you.
But what do you have? What do you have to offer other than
dick? Shit, you want me to go through the list?
Man,
I can make you feel like you can accomplish anything in the world. me personally, and that's just from the friends that I'm around. They be like, man, I never
naturally thought men uplift women. Like, women don't really give us that. Like, we give it to them. Like, for the most part. Nah, I'm not. I didn't say all women. That's women's problem. I didn't even say all. I'm saying in general, like, men tend to, we work harder for y'all, so we give y'all more. And women don't really.
Sorry, you feel that way.
My ex tried to. Why you? My ex tried to, like, cancel my whole career.
I'm not trying it. So you tried to get that nigga just as hard as he tried to get you?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
I gave him
Y'all do not gotta chase like we do. Nah. Y'all don't gotta chase like
women don't. Women don't have to chase like
we do. I'm not saying that we have to chase like y'all do, but sometimes if it's somebody that's maybe that's out of our league or out of our caliber.
Okay, there we go.
Then yes, we do have to chase a little bit. Okay,
but we gotta chase.
This is where I'm going to help and hurt out of our league. All right.
Why you hurting my point, bro? Man, I just been fuck you all day, bro.
Exactly what
I
said, right? Most women, they want somebody either equal or above them, right? It's just natural. It's like, literally, it's like biology.
I don't know if it's natural or if it's what we're programmed to.
That's what I'm saying. Your program is natural.
That's what we're supposed to
die.
So, like, literally, us as human beings, right? When a woman sees a big, strong man, she hormones and shit automatically get released in her body, right? Because to advance our race as a human race, right? We need to be bigger and stronger in our minds. It's just like any other animals. The reason why giraffes have long necks. They went to the longest neck motherfucker and kept having babies with that nigga.
You know why giraffes got long necks?
All long necks. The reason why
for real? Fucking,
yes, the reason why fucking high school kids are all 6'2 now. Because everybody been fucking tall niggas and having babies with thick women instead of short niggas.
So here's giraffes had short necks at one point in time.
Yes.
And they was fucking other motherfuckers with taller necks.
And then eventually
and
necks
just kept getting bigger.
Long.
Bro, shut up, bro.
I'm dead serious, bro.
So you be.
I look this shit up, bro. Anyway.
He's
like,
look that shit up, bro.
No, I said, look that shit up, bro.
My mouth's dry. I can't even do the tongue flip.
If women are reaching for a man that is above them, then naturally, how can you lift him up?
Right, exactly.
So he will lift you up.
So I'm going to have to chase you.
Now, here's the tricky part.
I got to prove
so
to you.
So the niggas who are above preaching. You, right, they kind of make you feel like you're beneath them, which essentially you are. So a lot of women, I'm not saying you guys, a lot of women are insecure, right?
Yeah.
So they go after niggas that's beneath them, that they can fix up. Mm-hmm. And you know how many times you hear a woman say, I taught that nigga how to dress. Yeah. I put this nigga around these people.
That's
because you want that nigga to feel as if he's lucky to have you. Yeah, so you went and got a nigga that was below you, that you could lift up. But if you go to your match or your above, you're not lifting that nigga up.
At all.
You're assisting that nigga to get greater. You're assisting him to get greater, but
there's,
you're not lifting
there's
him
two types of bitches. One that's looking for a come up.
Shout out to the hoes.
Leave it up to the
and one that's going to help you come up.
Look. Come on, what did I say the first time?
We forgot. We all fucked up. It's 5 in the morning.
Look, if y'all listening to this, you made it to the outtakes. It's extra. It's bloopers. Don't hold us accountable for any of it.
Just Kayla.
I don't know, but look.
There's two type of bitches.
There's two types of bitches. One that's looking for a come up and
one that's going to help you come up.
That's all we needed
to
do.
Let her talk.
How do you know
who's looking for a come up and who's wanting to help you?
Because who always got their hand out and who's always offering a hand to help?
You know.
It's different. A motherfucker always needs someone. It's like, nah, it's like a motherfucker always asking what you need and a motherfucker always telling you what they need. You know what I mean?
I 75% know all the bitches in this room, and I know for a fact that none of them would ever be hesitant to support anything that their nigga, whether it be my nigga like I'm fucking him, or my nigga like he been down since day one type shit.
We just have a good group of
friends.
To ever
get to that point where you can be wrong and I not tell you about that shit. Period.
Oh. I thought it was in trouble.
No.
It's not real shit.
It sounded
real shit. No, it was just real shit. Like,
shout out to baby. I thought
it
was in trouble.
Never, ever be hesitant to tell your nigga some real shit. Period.
How's the gate?
And if he come up slipping, it's your fault too.
But you must realize a nigga you dealing with, though.
Who's she doing?
Yeah, that's gonna be about the delivery.
Because
some gotta know.
Because some niggas don't want to listen. Because some niggas want somebody beneath them. Same way some women want.
Is that like a situationship?
Not situationship, but
it's more
like,
so okay. just it's so more so just who got the
girls
power.
Looking for the come up.
She sleep.
The niggas with the major money. You know what I'm saying? They looking for the girl that's looking for the come up because they control that whole situation.
It's a control thing,
right? So now where the problem comes in our world is the people that are equal to us tend to treat us like we're beneath them. Mm. And then that's where it's a problem. It's like, how the fuck are you going to talk to me like this? And you ain't doing shit. You're doing the same shit I'm doing. And then it's like, it's a battle. Now, once you take that one side of, hey, listen here, I'm going to teach you this, I'm better than you, and that motherfucker's not receiving it, then that's just going back and forth. Now, he's going to try to battle you back, then you battling him back, and yeah, this shit needs to go. Like, if you can't talk to somebody and they don't listen and then try to move up, then walk away. But then what we do is, I gotta stay loyal. No, the fuck you don't. That motherfucker don't even listen to you. If a motherfucker ain't listening to you, why the fuck are you with him?
Man.
Why are you with a motherfucker not listening to you?
It's a lot of
male or female. If I'm trying to put you on game, if you gonna listen or you not, if you try to put me on game,
chicks think they can change niggas.
It's not gonna happen.
Niggas only gonna change if chick is worth it. For real. Like,
right.
If ain't worth changing for, I'm not changing.
So like, listen, I got a friend.
I got my hand raised.
Anybody looking at you?
Okay, go ahead, Boogie.
We all need to work out more.
Okay.
Because Luther got mad energy and I'm nothing.
Like, I'm
sober.
You sober?
Yeah, well, it's still 5 a.m. Damn, and you sober. And you up.
All right, so my question, my last question, and I will want people to be honest. Why do women want everybody to be honest, but they not honest with themselves?
Who's not honest with themselves?
Oh, here y'all go.
I was about to say, we've always been honest with ourselves because we lie to ourselves and think that this shit
is always about the higher percentage. Wash someone else's porch than yours. Like, it's going to be easier to be able to give constructive criticism to someone else before you give it to yourself, because you don't want to see that in yourself. You see in yourself the person that has gotten a honor roll or a B honor roll, or has always made good decisions, or has always had like a decent boyfriend that took care of them, or was always the one that made sound decisions. So that's once you know that's the perspective that other people have on you. Seriously, I mean, that's what it is. All
right.
You're not being real with yourself because you are always constantly thinking about somebody else. And as women, we are natural nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make the next person better, and we want to take care of them, but we don't know how to draw that line of we need to stay in our lane and allow them to grow on their own and not make them into something and form them into something that we want them to be.
All right, so I agree with all that. And with the whole thing about women not being honest, right, with themselves, it's not a conscious thing. Like, literally, it's been embedded into women to think that they are a certain way and or to think that they like a certain thing. And it's not true. Like, nothing you... Like, I've literally encountered several women who swear they like something. Like, my thing is, like, favorite colors, right? I don't do favorites, right? Because I think it's a lie. Because you choose a favorite color when, like, you're 6 or 7.
Right.
And you stick with it for the rest of your life. And then you get to the point where, like, well, that's my favorite color, and I like this. That's my favorite color. Then you got 6 favorite colors. You can't have 6 favorites. You're lying to yourself to make it fit your life. Like, I knew a girl who said her favorite color was red. She literally had nothing in her closet that was red. Her car wasn't red. Her fingernails wasn't red. Nothing was red.
Nothing.
Why are you lying to yourself? Because you lied to yourself when you were 6 and you just stuck with it. And that goes for like the way body images, the way relationships goes. Guys, on the other hand, we lie to women. We know what the fuck we like and what we got going on 90% of the time.
Why do we lie to women?
Because you lie to yourself and tell yourself that it's wrong that we like what we like or we do what we do.
Mm.
Because a woman would sit here and say, I ain't fucking with no nigga who's gonna be talking to another bitch. Your friend, what is she doing?
Fuck with a nigga.
Exactly what she's going around saying she'll never fucking do. And how many women get put in that predicament? Because they lie to themselves and say, I would never deal with that until they deal with it.
I see Di shaking her head.
No, I said that was a lie.
What was a lie?
That I was saying
What you saying, cuz? What you saying? What you?
I was agreeing with him. Like, I was agreeing with Luther. Like, it wasn't nothing.
I thought you were shaking your head like, nah.
No, I
wasn't
agreeing. It's like,
your natural curly hair is just shaking differently today. It's cool. Nah, I mean, niggas think the same thing. Like, niggas, you know, I don't want to attack women, but I feel like niggas say they want one thing, and not everybody is as honest as a Lou Rush or whoever, but we'll say we want something, and then the woman be like, oh, I thought you said you wanted this, and be like, I was only being half truthful. I really want all of this. And then you'd be like, oh, well, I'm not really with that. Now you got to make a decision. I mean, everybody lies. It's not just men. We both withhold truth because we were never taught how to have these conversations. Because when I was growing up, all the adults were like, this is grown folks conversation. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. This is grown folk talk, whatever. We never really learned how to be honest with our peers, ever. So that transfer into when you go to a job interview, they'd be like, how much you want? You don't really know. You know what you want, but you're too afraid to say it. You'd be like, oh, no, I'm going to say, you know what I mean, a dollar or two lower than what I really wanted. But nah, just say what you want.
Really, it's probably going to pay you $5.
They was really going to pay you $5 more, but you didn't really know what you wanted because you never really sat and thought about what you wanted from a motherfucker, from a bitch or from a nigga or whoever. You never really sat and thought, like, what do I really want from this nigga? Ever. I don't never remember sitting down thinking about what I wanted from a woman in my entire life. That just might be me, but I never sat and thought, like, I want her to have a fat ass and like to eat vegetables and she could drink water. Because you'll get with somebody, you'll meet a chick like me. I meet a chick, she's like, I don't drink water. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You stupid. Now I can't be with you because I meet a lot of women that don't like drinking water or eat vegetables or want to work out or.
Bitch, how do you balance your pH?
Yeah, but water. But this is the real thing though.
Super.
This is a real.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
But this is a real thing, and women might want certain things, but then niggas never think about what y'all want. Y'all be like, this nigga's stupid or this nigga is inadequate or whatever. But I don't know. I just feel like this conversation to go on forever and ever.
It
will.
Definitely could.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, I don't know. We'll never get to the bottom of it. But
what
the game.
About?
No, I don't want to talk about nothing because it's late. I want to rub my nuts, chill, drink this Crown. Bow. No, I just want to. I want to kick it. I mean, niggas want to go home and shit. Niggas looking at their phone.
It's
4:37.
I don't even
see
this.
Look, enjoy life.
I'm not.
Nah, it's good though. I mean, I appreciate the.
Yes, he does.
I appreciate the attempt.
My heart. I swear.
What are they talking about? I don't even know.
That dick wasn't worth it.
Call me when you get outside.
You ain't waiting up some 4:30 dick.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Call me when you get outside. Yeah, I will come and open the door.
Oh, girl, I'm on the way.
I'm not staying. I'm not wasting my... No, I'm going to sleep.
Y'all about to do it.
Ass puss.
It worked the same way.
Hey. Wait, a month.
It ain't the same.
It worked the same.
Hey.
It sounds like
the
puss.
I can't wake the fuck up.
It's lit.
I can wake up.
If I gotta wake you up,
who said
that's extra work?
I can wake up, but I wake up though.
He's a child.
Not if I know you coming to get me.
It's that much work.
No
attitude.
I'm gonna take it because I nigga need it before you go to bed. But
my sleepy dick's not that great.
Sleepy dick ass as fuck. You try to wake him up, you slam him with the shrimp.
No, I'm gonna crash. But I'm not about to do all the tricks.
No, no tricks.
Get these strokes.
Look, it's going to be a mutual thing. If you can't get happy, I'm going to have to make you happy because what I need is what I need at 3, 4 a.m. So help me help you.
So a bitch throwing pussy at you, it's like 3 in the morning, and she like, oh, I'm trying
to... I'm an adult. Throw pussy at me at 8 p.m.
Okay, let's say...
No, let's say no.
All right.
wait.
No. If you no. I'm gonna tell you like this.
You can throw me pussy at any time.
All right, Eric. It's 8 in the morning.
I'm taking that pussy.
Hey. No, I'm just saying. I'm an adult. If you wanna fuck,
okay, it's 8 in the morning.
Before motherfucking Nick and Night come on.
All right.
I'm grounded too. I don't give a fuck.
It's 8 in the morning, Eric.
What's that?
I'm fucking you at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
If I'm up,
throw me some pussy when he
She throw a pussy at 8 in the morning and a nigga say I'm asleep. What that mean?
That's why you gotta have new niggas on deck.
Never said we was turning it down. We just said sleepy
okay,
dick.
But if they turning it down,
I got a reputation to uphold.
I'm not. Hey man, don't
Brooklyn. Hold on.
Are y'all some? If you turn down puss, like
if you turn down pussy, what that mean?
Maybe.
I feel like that mean they not fucking with you. They not fucking with you. That's what I feel like. What niggas turn down pussy?
Bro, it means I don't feel like fucking.
That's how I feel. I feel like if you not
only
if you
pussy,
down,
I'm
you not
turning down
with
is
them.
Some pussy.
Brooklyn,
I definitely
stop
do not
thinking
want.
Shit's all about you, bro. We
that's how I feel.
And we've all fucked a lot of bitches, and we all have long days, and sometimes I just don't feel like fucking.
I feel like if I tell you
I don't want to fuck, I don't mean I'm not. I don't fuck with you. I don't fuck with you like
that's
that.
That's how I feel. It means
stop feeling that way. That's
yeah,
like single.
No.
Don't do that.
The thing about it is that I don't feel like fucking you right now.
I know it.
I got other bitches on deck. I don't want to fuck you at. I got other bitches on deck. I don't want to fuck you right now because
see,
I know what comes with fucking
it
you.
It does mean
and I don't want to fuck you
what,
right
you
now.
Mean nothing,
I want to fuck somebody else that is easier to
boom.
Deal with
no,
or is better or
no.
is.
I don't think
it
he's.
Means
I don't
it
think
don't
he's
mean
speaking.
That all the time.
He's not speaking. He's not.
That is a situation.
Right next to you,
I will be laying right next to my girl and don't feel like fucking. I don't mean I'm thinking about fucking somebody else. I just. I'm tired. I don't feel like fucking.
I don't feel like fucking.
Hey, I don't think I ever told my girl I don't feel like fucking.
Never have I.
Exactly.
Y'all tripping.
If it's this late, though.
If it's my girl, I don't give a fuck what time it is. My girl,
down the street around
she's
the corner,
getting some dick.
No, I don't feel like it. I'm not traveling.
She's getting
I,
the
no,
dick.
I don't even want you to come over. I'm cool.
They
can tell us
they
can feel like.
If it's,
I don't think she can tell me she bleeds.
I'm cool. If it's not worth it.
Because you're selfish and you're self-centered and you feel like the world revolves around you.
This is where the podcast. That's
what it
no. Brooklyn.
What?
This is a man. Okay.
This is where the podcast goes and everybody starts talking over each other. So thank y'all for coming through and listening to this impromptu podcast. I am the famous nobody. We'll see y'all next time.